Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph.
Welcome back to Sundays Pod. We are so excited today because we are bringing you an episode of Millennial Cheat Sheet, where we talk about trending topics that have pretty much taken over our social media, be it TikTok or Instagram. We're going to discuss some cool things today.
Yes. Okay. So as you know, the Barbie movie has been a major hit. I think if I see another Barbie outfit Instagram, I'm going to throw my phone. It's like,
there's a lot of it. There's a lot to like talk about. But before we talk about Barbie stuff, let's talk about Beyonce. Because I feel like Queen B really just like reigns it all in, you know, we're setting the stage.
Yes.
With the Renaissance tour. Oh, yes, it's so good.
Yes. Okay. So her North American tour has started and I am just loving all of her outfits. I'm loving seeing everybody prepare for the tour, prepare for their concert date. And I actually am like counting down the days till I go in September. But if you aren't following along, then just to catch you up, Beyonce is on her Renaissance tour right now. Her daughter, Blue Ivy, is touring with her and actually performs with her. I don't know how many times she comes out on stage, but there are so many amazing clips of her online and social media. So you can kind of like catch a glimpse. I feel like I've honestly been to every concert because every person who has attended has shared so much, but
I know I love it. It's a vibe. Okay. It's like this energy, a special energy that you have to be a part of. And I love concerts like this because they bring so many people together and everybody's just there to have a good time. Everybody's one and the same. Everybody's in this positive energy. Everybody wants a vibe. They're all dressed. It's amazing. I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
And I've seen so many people say that this is the happiest and most at like peace that they've seen Beyonce on stage. So I'm just really excited. It seems like she's kind of like at a point in her career where she has achieved so much and like she's just basking in all of her amazingness and all of her success. And you can just see from some of the clips, like they're having fun on stage. They're having fun with the audience. And I can't wait to go.
I love it. It's also something that comes with age, right? Like, how long has Beyonce been doing this for? Like, how long has she been an entertainer for? Like, it's amazing. And to see somebody, especially a woman, a strong, powerful woman, just like bringing it every day. I love it. I love it. And now her daughter's there too. They look like twins, by the way.
Yes. Although Blue Ivy looks like Jay-Z with Beyonce's eyes.
But yes. I mean,
she's a perfect mix.
Mix of them both. Yes.
Yeah.
But she's only 11 years old.
Yeah. So I can't wait to see how she continues to mature.
Oh, she's going to be beautiful. I mean, she is beautiful, but you know.
Yeah. Okay. So the highlight right now of the tour, aside from Beyonce just being Beyonce, is the fashion. So I've seen so much commentary about how the tour has honestly become like this amazing fashion show. And I have to agree. I mean, like, I love that she's switching it up with each show. I mean, there's some looks that I've seen a couple of times, like, be repeated. But then there's other ones where it's just like she keeps bringing it and bringing it and bringing it. It's so good.
Yeah, there's so many themes to it, but I think like metallics and sequins, we're noticing a lot of those, even for Beyonce outfits, but then also what people are choosing to wear to her concerts as well. Like that glass hat thing.
The
one with the glass squares went viral when she announced her tour. I think a lot of people are trying to like channel that same energy, wearing a lot of metallics, a lot of sequins. I'm really here for it.
Yes. And then some of the designers that I've been seeing, I mean, there's so many designers, I wouldn't even be able to begin to name them all, but she recently wore this gorgeous white custom Ralph Lauren dress. It was just beautiful. It really like gave the vibe of old Hollywood glam and she just looked amazing. She's worn Carolina Herrera. She had an amazing Gucci look that was very much in tune with that kind of metallic cowgirl look that she had on the Renaissance album cover. She actually had two Gucci looks.
The Gucci look and the Ralph Lauren looks. Holy shit.
They're so beautiful.
They're so beautiful, so glamorous, so diva. They are so Beyonce. I'm in for it. Oh my God.
I mean, honestly, every look has
been
so
fun. The metallic hat with Gucci. Ooh.
Yeah.
Girl.
It's so good. So good.
So good.
She had like this really chic Nina Ricci look that was all black with some like sparkle detail and this fabulous shoe. Oh, and then an all blue off white look that was like just, I mean, I feel like the theme is just sparkle. So if you're thinking about going to the show or if you have tickets, like show up, show out, have fun with your look. I know I'm going to, and I just can't wait.
I think a lot of her looks are very much like futuristic, like the Dundas look. The one that's all metallic. She's wearing this metallic trench coat with metallic gloves. She has a metallic bodysuit, metallic skirt, boots. It's just like a chrome look. And it's so cool. It's futuristic. And I'm like obsessed. Obsessed.
Yeah, there's so many good ones. You should look at the Demo Baza. I hope I'm saying that right. She had this like bodysuit. It's kind of like a nude bodysuit, like meaning like flesh tone.
Oh my God.
The white pops out and like the black straps. You guys, you'll have to look it up. There's a W Magazine article that features.
We'll post it on stories. We'll post it on stories so you guys can look at it when you're listening to the episode. Cause this is a vibe. You guys need to check it out. Beyonce is really showing up and showing out. I think we've said this 100 times. But you know what's actually really cool? And something that I noticed about Blue Ivy and Beyonce together on stage. So, like, Blue Ivy's 11, right? And, like, whenever they come out together, they're both, like, Beyonce's, like, in this very, like, sexy woman, like, powerful woman energy. And then Blue Ivy's wearing a very, pretty much the same colors and everything as her mom, but she's covered head to toe, so she's not showing any skin, at least from what I've seen on TikTok, which I think is really cool, because it's like, it's not about showing her skin, it's about the entertainment aspect of it, it's about her talent as a dancer, and I think it's so cool, like it's iconic. I love it.
Very age appropriate that way, it doesn't distract. Yes. I'm sure it's done on purpose.
Like, I love it. It needs to be that way, and I'm here for it. Like, either she's protecting her daughter or whatever it might be. I think, you know, we learned after the Sofia Richie era, you don't have to show off your skin to be an icon.
Yes, totally. Okay, so guys, if you're going to the show, you'll have to let us know. We'll post a little poll on stories. And of course, when I go in September, she's coming in to Dallas. I will definitely share what I'm wearing. I'll share some clips from the concert. I cannot wait. But yeah,
I'm so sad I'm going to be missing this North American tour. I hope I hope to catch her somewhere else. I don't know where it might be, but I need to go to this concert. But whenever she's coming to Texas, I'm not going to be here. But that's for another day.
Yeah, that's okay. You'll definitely, I mean, I hope. I don't know if this is her last tour. It seems like she's going out with a bang if it is, but, you know, maybe you'll be able to catch her again.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, what? Maybe she'll do a Vegas residency.
Oh my God. Yes. I hope. I have a feeling that's ultimately where she might end up, but, you know, I feel like that's like one of your career highlights, I think, if you do, because it's a very lucrative thing. Not that they really need the money, but, you know.
Yeah. It could be fun.
Yeah. It could be fun. Okay. The next topic, which we already started talking about earlier, was the Barbie movie, which we are seeing everywhere. And I know, Steph, you were telling me this before. So Barbie has become the first woman-directed film to make $1 billion at the box office, which is so badass. I love it.
Yes, it's amazing. And it also kind of ties right into what we were talking about with Beyonce. So many amazing fashions were seen throughout the movie as well. And we'll talk a little bit more kind of about the themes and like what we thought about the movie. But I think this like milestone that was created, the $1 billion mark, I mean, that's really incredible.
It's really cool. I feel like women are having a moment everywhere, like Taylor, Beyonce. Sorry, guys. Humphrey has heard somebody. But yeah, I'm here for it.
Yes. Okay. So the stylist for Margot Robbie is Andrew Mukamal. I hope I'm saying that right, but he has designed, or not designed, but curated such an amazing selection of looks for her. I don't know if any of you followed her press tour, but it was just like she was hitting us with look after look after look, and I just could not get enough of it. So I will say, if you haven't had a chance to check out her looks, which I'm sure you have, because the marketing budget for this whole movie was insane.
And insane.
There was Barbie everywhere.
Unlike anything that's ever been done before, I've never seen anything being promoted the way Barbie was promoted. I think it was genius. Like, I had no idea what the movie was even going to be about, but I knew I was going to watch it. I was going to be the first one in line, and I watched it opening weekend.
Yeah, same. I mean, I didn't watch it opening weekend, but I knew that I was going to see it. And I honestly had no idea what it was even about.
Yeah, exactly.
But I went. But anyway, the press tour was a fashion lover's dream. There were so many iconic Barbie looks that were incorporated into each one of her appearances. I mean, Chanel looks. One of my favorite looks was her take on a 1960s Barbie.
Yes, same. It's so good. Solo in the spotlight Barbie. Ooh.
Yes. The Chanel-y hot couture gown she wore to the LA premiere. It's like a strapless black glitter dress with a tulle hem, and it's got like a little rose accent at the bottom, which is exactly how it was on that particular Barbie. So many iconic looks. That was one of my favorites. And then, of course, like dripping in Chanel, there were so many amazing moments. Balmain actually had like a Barbie kind of like line. I actually went to the Balmain event when they had it in Dallas, and it was very Barbie themed. So I'm not surprised that she also wore Balmain at a couple of the stops for her tour. Sarah, what were some of your favorite looks?
I love her airport look. I love airport Barbie. She's so impractical, but I love it. She's wearing like a low Chanel heel and a blazer and a crop top. She just looks so chic. I love it.
Yeah.
And then also like the original Barbie, like the one that you've seen in the trailer. I think it's the original 1959 Barbie, which is just like a strapless black and white dress. I'm obsessed with that look. It's just so classic and chic, and she looks insane in it. I'm so in love with that look. Of course, the Chanel. I loved Beverly Hills Barbie. She was a vibe. I feel like the car was an accessory for this look. It's like a pink car. She's in all pink. She's like standing in Beverly Hills with a bustier top, a mini skirt. Like, it's pleated. She's in high heels. She has like those 60s glosses, which are like very much like Celine-esque these days. I'm really into it.
Yeah, that one is so cute. I love, love, love it. I mean, it's just iconic. There's so many good looks.
So many good looks. But of course, there was such a deep meaning to this movie as well, like, which none of us were even expecting.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I think honestly, I'm not even going to say I was expecting anything. I knew that it was going to be fashion forward just from everything I was seeing in terms of like the press tour and her outfits and whatnot. But in terms of like the overall theme, I don't think that I had any idea how deep it would go.
Same. Yeah. I was like surprised, but kind of like pleasantly surprised. I thought it was going to be like a stupid fun movie, but there's like a very, very, very deep meaning behind it, which addresses like a lot of real world issues. So if you guys haven't watched the movie yet, without giving you guys a lot of spoilers, Barbie is essentially about a girl's journey from being a young, carefree girl to a woman and the challenges that we face along the way, essentially.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Now, I would say there was like some commentary about the mother-daughter aspect, and I saw some, you know, things online. People were really emotional about it. I will say, for me personally, I didn't connect with it in that sense, but I did really love the overall theme of like that transformation and that journey of, you know, going from girl to woman. It is very like tongue in cheek. It is a funny like movie. You're not going to go there and just be like, you know, deep in your feelings. Like, there were so many like really lighthearted, funny moments.
Yeah.
I feel like they presented it really well.
I agree. I think it was a really good way of presenting it. And I feel the same way with you. There were like people next to me in the theater. Like this man was in tears at the end of the movie. I didn't feel like I wanted to cry at the end of the movie. I didn't feel like that strong of a powerful connection. Like I got the message, but I wasn't brought to tears by it. But a lot of people were brought to tears by it.
Yeah. And I mean, I respect it. Like, you know, yeah. You feel how you feel. And I think it'll be interesting to see, like, if you haven't seen it yet, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Or if you have seen it, we'd love to hear, you know, kind of how you connected to the movie.
Yeah.
But I know for me personally, I loved the fashion.
Same. I will say, like, I think it was a very nice way of bringing these like real world issues. And like, I guess one of the things that we can talk about is how, like, you know, life is hard enough as it is being a woman, but then we have all these like unrealistic expectations that we're held onto by society, which makes life so much harder for a woman as compared to a man. And I think like that's like something that exists in society. And of course there's like, we kind of know about this, but then there's like, I guess the movie is like highlighting it a little bit more in case like some people haven't picked up on it, or maybe men haven't picked up on this. But I thought that was kind of cool, which kind of leads me to the next topic, which I wanted to talk about, was Kylie Jenner regretting her body transformation. And like when Steph and I were talking about this, we were saying like, you know, it, these unrealistic expectations that are put on to women obviously cause a lot of women to feel insecure in their own skin. And now like Kylie Jenner's coming out saying that she regrets her body transformation and she wished like she didn't do all this plastic surgery. And now that she has a daughter, and like if her daughter was to do plastic surgery at a young age, like she would be devastated. And I think like a lot of people went on the internet saying, you know, like you're the one that did this, like you're the one that put this like unrealistic expectation of beauty and what people should look like on like a very public platform. And I kind of understand that. But then I saw this other TikTok of this lady arguing the other side of it, that what made Kylie even do the plastic surgery in the first place? I think there's like a much deeper rooted issue than to just like blame one person for it.
Yeah, definitely. I think like thinking about how as a young woman, you know, being ridiculed, and especially someone who's in the public eye or someone who shares their life publicly, being on the receiving end of some negative feedback about your appearance or being made to feel a certain way about how you look, even though she was very young. I mean, if you think about it, she had her transformation at 19. Like, mm-hmm. If you think about that, like, that's so young. You're still kind of like becoming a woman. And so it's interesting to see the dialogue around it, because, you know, in reality, you know, she was still growing as a young woman, but she felt the need to make alterations because, you know, maybe she was self-conscious about her lips. And so then she got her lips done, you know, and then, you know, self-conscious about her body, even though her body was probably still, you know, growing, developing, changing. She wanted to do that too. And so it's kind of like, it's really interesting to think about like how society puts those pressures on women. And then when someone, or if a woman does something about it, then, you know, there's that ridicule as well of, well, why did you do that? You know?
Yeah. And I mean, even before the Kardashians, like, I feel like this is like well-known knowledge, like even modeling in the modeling industry back in the day was so messed up. Like, they wanted a very like specific look and a specific weight and a specific height, and if you didn't fit that, you just couldn't be a model.
Yeah.
You know, so like these are like such deep-rooted issues that have been going on for like decades.
Yeah.
So,
and I love seeing, you know, a more positive spin on that messaging. I loved, like, I don't know if you follow Miami Swim Week, where they're including more, women who just look like the average woman, you know, plus size women, average size bodies, women.
I love it. And also like for women in their 40s.
Yes.
Like, I love it.
Yes.
I love it. I feel like Gen Z is definitely a little bit more woke to this. And I'm happy that the world is getting to that point where women are seen as beautiful just because of the way they look. And like, I do think like it, like you said, like it's more about, there's always like, if you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. And I think this is like a very important conversation to have. And I'm kind of like happy that Kylie's bringing this up, even though she knows she's going to be ridiculed for this. She's like saying it because, I mean, everybody's human, right? Everybody makes mistakes. But then it also sheds light on why a 19-year-old would even feel like completely changing their face.
Yeah.
Like, what in society is making somebody think that anyways, which is like a much deeper rooted issue.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad that the conversation's being had. I think that it's an important one. And I think that it will hopefully help the next generation maybe pause. There's nothing wrong with getting plastic surgery. I've had plastic surgery, you know, but I think like at such a young age, like maybe pause and, you know,
just think realize about that it.
You're still growing and you're still developing, especially at so young, you know?
And it's predominantly women that are getting this plastic surgery anyways, which also shows like we live in like a male-dominated world.
Yeah.
Completely.
I mean, like I said, there's nothing wrong with wanting to make alterations, but I do love Kylie's message around like she wouldn't want her own daughter. I wouldn't want my daughter at 19. I couldn't imagine like at 19 how like young and immature I was, like getting plastic surgery. Oh my gosh, you know, like
right.
Having not even really having a grasp on my whole life yet and already altering myself, you know?
No, you're literally a kid. I feel like I'm like in my mid-30s, and if I look at a 19-year-old, my first thought is you're an actual child, you know?
Yeah.
So I get it. I totally get it. Okay, so on to a much lighter topic, fall nail trends. They're trending all over my TikTok. And I think the next episode we're going to be talking about our favorite fall fashion, but yes. I'm into the fall nail trend, even though I've taken a little bit of a break from getting my nails painted. But like now that I was looking through all the videos of what everybody's going to do, I'm getting really excited. But also, I think like fall is like my favorite color palette ever. Like deep oranges, like burnt oranges and burgundies and browns. Like I'm into it. It's just so beautiful.
Yeah. And see, I'm not really like a nail girly, but I've started to dabble a little bit more. Like I have gel on my hands right now, which is something I would have never done like a few years ago, but I'm dabbling.
Wait, why would you have not gotten gel before?
Or just, I don't know. I just never really liked having my nails painted because I felt like the upkeep, like right now I need to get them redone and it's just not something I enjoy doing.
Yeah, same. That's why I'm not into nails. That's why I kind of got off the nail train because of the same thing, like the upkeep. I feel like I had all this energy and like all this motivation in my 20s to be like, oh yeah, I'm going to go get my nails done like every month, whatever. And like now I'm like, I don't have time for this.
Yeah. And it's expensive, honestly.
And it's expensive. Yes.
That's probably my main thing. I'm like, there are other things that I will spend my money on. And I just don't know if nails are it. But I do like watching or like scrolling through the different nail trends on Pinterest.
Pinterest is huge with nails. Like,
oh yeah.
They have a whole market for like nail lovers on Pinterest.
It's huge for sure. Yeah.
Well, they're predicting that TikTok is oh my god, cannot talk. Okay. Take a minute. Hold on. Okay. TikTok is predicting that fall favorite nail color palette is going to be sage green, cobalt blue, which we saw Beyonce wearing a full cobalt look, so I know it's going to be big, and browns.
Okay, I could see that.
I could see it. I don't know if sage green would look best with like my skin tone, but I could do cobalt blue or browns.
Yeah, I could too.
But I'm probably just going to do burgundy because that's my favorite. And also browns. I like browns. I love, oh, I have this like Fendi, you know, my furry Fendi.
Oh, yeah.
I'm dying to wear that. I think it's such like a seasonal bag, though. So every time fall and winter come around, I'm just so excited to wear that.
I love it.
With my brown nails. I'll be a fall girly.
Fall girly. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed your latest millennial cheat sheet. We brought you up to speed.
Yes, and we'll see you guys soon. But also, if you guys haven't rated or reviewed us, please do. It takes 1 second for you, but it makes the biggest difference to us. And we will be so grateful.
Yes. All right. We will talk to you soon. Coming up is fall fashion trends. So join us back here next Sunday.
Bye.